First one, what does it mean that God hated Esau? So we look at that one now. And then the other question, what are the differences between the two beasts in Revelation? One, of course, the Antichrist, the other, the false prophet. And who is the dragon? Well, I think they'll be quite easy to answer. So let's start off with this problem. Jacob, I have loved, and Esau, I have hated. Now that's in Malachi chapter 1, and it's in verse 2. Now what does that mean? Does it really mean that God hated Esau? No. It meant really that the Lord loved Jacob to become Israel with such an intense love, it seemed as if it was his love for Esau was like hate. Now that's one answer. But let's look at the biblical answer to that. Now let's go back into Genesis and see what happened between Esau and Jacob. So if you go back to Genesis, please, and we're in chapter 25. Go back to Genesis 25, if we may, and see the birth of Esau and Jacob in Genesis chapter 25, and we'll progress from there. Genesis 25, and let's start at verse 23. Genesis 25 and verse 23. I'll wait for you to get there. Genesis 25 and verse 23. And the Lord said to her, Rebecca, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Now that's called electing grace. God chose the younger, Jacob, and Esau will be the one to serve him. That's called electing grace. Now let's go in, don't lose that place, Genesis. Go forward, please, if you will, to Romans chapter 9. Go to Romans chapter 9, please. You see what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Romans chapter 9, and we want verses 11 through to 13. Wait for you to find it. Romans 9, 11 through to 13. Let me go back to Genesis. And this is about God's election of Israel. Chapter 9 of Romans, verse 11. For the children not yet being born stood in the womb of Rebekah, not having done any good or evil, obvious, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls or elects. And was said to her, Rebekah, the older shall serve the younger, Esau shall serve Jacob. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. As only a contrast of intense love, electing love for Jacob or Israel, in contrast with the Lord's love for Esau. Now, how do we know that the Lord loved Esau? Well, all right, you've seen that, God's electing grace of Israel in chapter 9. Chapters 9, 10, 11 are all about Israel. Now go back to Genesis with me, please. Would you back where we were before? And in Genesis 25, you find here that, unfortunately, Esau rejected his birthright, his inheritance, if you like. And it's in chapter 25 again, if you go to it, please. Chapter 25. And go to verse 29. Now, consider verse 20. Yeah, Isaac loved Esau because he had his game. He was a good hunter, went out game hunting. But Rebekah loved Jacob. There's a division. Verse 29, Genesis 25. Now, Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I'm weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. meaning red. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as at this day. Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what profit shall this birthright be to me? And Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. That's his own choice. And Jacob gave Esau bread and a stew of lentils, and he ate and drank and rose, went on his way. But Esau despised his birthright. You see that? He despised it. He didn't want it. He preferred to feed his stomach. So there is the division there. Esau despised his birthright and his inheritance. Now, just in case you're thinking, well, that's the end of Esau, would you go back to chapter 21 with me of Genesis? Chapter 21. And here we find that God did actually bless Esau and through Isaac. Now let's just see something about that. Go to verse 12 of Genesis 21. Go to verse 12. If you look at the last part of verse 12, it says, "For in Isaac your seed shall be called." That's the seed leading to the nation of Israel. Like Romans 9, God's electing purposes. Now he says in verse 13 about Esau, yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, that's Hagar's son, Ishmael, because he is your seed. Now he belonged to Abraham too, because Abraham had promises from God, but the electing choice was Jacob, but God said, I will also bless Ishmael and Esau, of course, because he was the son of Abraham. And he says, yet, verse 13, I will make also a nation of the son of the bondwoman, Hagar, because he is your seed. There you are. Now, obviously, Hagar is going to be removed out of Sarah's jealousy and going to be thrown out of their home with Ishmael. But let's read on. Verse 14, this is what Abraham did. Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and skin of water, putting it on his shoulder, he gave it to her and the boy, and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, and that's pretty dry down there. And the water and the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Remember the heat. Then she went and sat down across from him, verse 16, at a distance of about a bow shot, for she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? As if it wasn't obvious, but he wanted a reply. Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, hold him with your head, for I will make him a great nation. Notice that. God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, Ishmael, and he grew up and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. So eventually, he married a pagan woman, Egyptian, like Hagar was. All right, so there was God's blessing and provision for Ishmael. Well, of course, Ishmael, let's go to Esau and just consider that for a moment with Esau. And if you go, please, to chapter 26 of Genesis, just dashing around these chapters, chapter 26 of Genesis, and look in verse 29 to 34. This again is now we're going to be focusing, of course, on Isaac, and let's see what happens here. In 25, you got where he sold his birthright. That's all right. Now, if you go in chapter 26, And they're all told, Abraham and then Isaac, of course, that he will be father of a nation. Look in verse 24 of chapter 26, when the Lord appeared to him the same night, Isaac, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So you can see Isaac built an altar there very clearly. There is the Lord's promise there that he will bless and make a great nation out of Isaac. Now, when you come down to verse 34, pictures turned on Esau again. You can see Esau married these pagan women. When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife, Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. And there was a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah that he married outside their own people. So he was quite a rebel, wasn't he? Very clearly, he was quite a rebel there. So now we've had a problem. Clearly, we've had God's electing grace of Jacob to become Israel. We saw Romans chapter 9, and the younger will be served by the older one, because Esau came out first, as you know. So let's move on a little bit further and go to chapter 27 now. And this is where Isaac and Jacob are on the scene, and Rebekah. And we find here that Jacob deceives his father Isaac to get the blessing. Now, Isaac has, in a sense, become blind, pretty well blind. So he was easily deceived. Well, you can read this yourself. So there was deception there. And Jacob was blessed by Isaac, thinking that he was Esau, because he put skins on his arm, hairy skins on his arm, to deceive him. Of course, Esau came in, and he said, oh, now Jacob has stolen my inheritance as well, this way around. And you can see in verse 30 of Genesis 27, Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, you see. Jacob had scarcely gone out of the presence when Esau came in. And you can see there are problems here. Esau realized that Jacob had been blessed by Isaac in mistake. And if you go towards the end of the chapter, and you find in verse 36, Esau said to Isaac, have you no blessing for me? Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And there was real problems now. Verse 38, Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Haven't you a second one for me? Bless me, even me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac, this is what Isaac says. This is how Esau's future became indeed to the Arab nations. Isaac, his father, answered, said to him, verse 39, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth. You're going to be greatly blessed and enriched. And haven't the Arab nations got rich through the oil, fatness of the lands where they lived? And of the dew of heaven from above, by your sword you shall live. Know the hostility towards the Jewish people? This is history. And you shall serve your brother, Esau. You will serve Jacob, Arab peoples, you will serve Israel. And if it come to pass when you become restless, then you shall break his yoke from off your neck. And that's been the hostility ever since. Now we see in verse 41, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing which his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at an end as it died. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. So there's a hostility there, isn't it? So that was really tough going. So if you move on now, please, to something a little bit more pleasant. Chapter 33. This is where they turned out to be reconciliation between them. Reconciliation, chapter 33. They've been apart for many years, and Jacob, of course, has been away. And now look in verse 4 of chapter 33. Jacob and Esau get much closer. But Esau ran to meet him, that's Jacob, and embraced him, fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Wow, reconciliation indeed. Now go to verse 10. Verse 10, Jacob said, "Please, if I have now favor in your sight," he said to Esau, "then receive my present from my hand, inasmuch as I have seen your face, as though I had seen the face of God, who is so pleased, and you are pleased with me." Reconciliation, you see. "Please take my blessing that I brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, because I have enough," and he urged him, and he took it. Esau then said, "Let us take our journey. Let us go, and I will go before you." So there was reconciliation between the two, eventually. And I suppose that may well be in the future as well. So that is your really big problem as it comes about. Now, if you go back to chapter 27 for a moment, chapter 27. You see, we know Jacob was a bit of a cunning twister. Esau called him the supplanter, which he was. But of course, we know that Jacob wrestled with God in the brook Jabbok, and God changed his name to Israel, which means a prince with God. And he was a real changed name after that, a changed person. Well, that's going into another chapter. But in chapter 27 and verse 36, Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob?" What does that mean? "For he has supplanted me. He's taken my place." These two times, twice. "He took away my birthright." That's a lie, because Esau gave it up willingly for a meal. "He's taken away my blessing." Well, that's true. "And he's having not reserved the blessing of me." So you see, Esau lied. He also married outside his own people, which upset Rebekah bitterly. And he was made to be a wanderer. And he was made a great nation, a fierce people, people who live by the sword. Doesn't Islam live by the sword today? So coming back to the origins of this, Jacob was greatly loved by the God of Israel. So much so that it seemed as though it was hatred to Esau, but it wasn't. We found here that as God provided for Ishmael, and later on God provided for Esau, and then there was reconciliation. But as we read in Romans 9, is the key here. It was the fact that God had electing grace and chose Jacob, not Esau. He chose Isaac before him and not Ishmael, though those two were blessed. Ishmael was blessed by promise. We read that in Genesis. And Esau was also blessed. He said he would become a great nation, he would be wealthy, and would have 10 princes. Well, that's in the Middle East today. Wealthy because of oil, because he's Abraham's son by Hagar, yes. So I hope that little bit of length there has hopefully solved that problem. It's the electing grace. We looked at Malachi 1 verse 2. Isaac gave birth to, well, through Rebekah, Esau and Jacob. But Jacob I've loved, Malachi 1:2, Esau I've hated. But I've explained why.